issue with the way in which education is set up, period. About 4 years ago, a plan was put into place which took away all rights and any kind of protection from teachers at all in a school district. When that was pulled out from underneath me, it made me not want to ever be in the teaching industry anymore. However, I had a family and kids and needed money to support them. With that said, I continue to work forward. The problem that I have without having support is I like pushing the limits in a classroom because I don't think that the school is set up the proper way that it should be for kids. And therefore, without having any support or any liability at all, it makes doing anything I do just a waste of time. I don't agree with any of the things that the school do. I don't agree with the way school is set up. I don't agree with education. I think it's boring. I think it's a waste of time. I don't think it does anything for anybody at all, except point out all the negative things that take place. It's all fake. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't like doing it. I keep trying to do it and be positive about it. But as the more and more that I work in education, the more and more I despise education. I've hated school since I was a little boy. I've never liked school. I never wanted to be in school. The only reason I did school is because I kept being told my whole life that I had to make money, and that money is so important, and that I need to make money and have a job so that I can live in this world and be successful. But now as an adult, it's all a big lie and a waste of my time. So it even is more evident every day when I look at little kids and tell them that they need to step it up so that they can be successful to make money, and I don't understand it. I saw a sign today that said, go to this private school. It was a Christian school, and it said, for a higher education. Again, that's a liar education, because that's not even true. The Christian schools don't even have it right either. You go to a Christian school for an eternal education, and you go to a public school for an earthly education. It's that simple. For some reason, the Christians are too scared to say the truth, and the non-Christians are too scared to say the truth, and so the truth is what is bothering me. The truth is a big lie. The truth of the matter is that none of this matters at all, and it says it in the scriptures. It says it in the Bible many, many, many times. It says it is finished and it is over, and that God has complete control over our destinies and all the things that we do, and he gives us a choice, and the battle is between ourselves and God if we accept the fact that God loves us, and if we believe it, that God loves us, and we do all the things that God has chosen us to do, and we stand in the light, we are saved. And if we don't do that, then we deny God, and we let the devil take us, and we go to hell. It's that simple, and for some reason, we have to tell all these people all these lies all the time, and I don't want to be a part of it, and I don't understand it. And so that's the truth. So I have no reason to want to be in a school district anymore. There's not even room in a district. There's not even room to do the things. Every year it's new information now. We can never refine or practice or get better at all at anything that we teach. We have this push forward now with technology and using all the best essential tools, but no one uses them. And then they took all our technology away and gave us one or two little items. It would be the equivalent of saying, you can have all the free water you can drink, and here's an 8-ounce cup of it. That's all they've given us. So where's more water? There is none. Where's the technology? There is none. And there's a bunch of kids and a bunch of teachers who aren't given raises or anything at all, and you work hard or not hard, and it's still the same. And actually, the people who just laugh a lot and act like everything's hunky-dory and act, it's kind of like a popularity contest, they just do fine. They do minimal work, they talk with the kids, they say disrespectful things, they're rude, they just kind of laugh their life away, and they do really well. And then those that want to succeed and do well, doesn't matter anyways, because it goes back to what I was starting to talk about in the first place, that none of it matters at all. So, I don't understand what I'm doing, it doesn't make sense to me, there's no point in it, and the reality of the fact is, that everything that I've pushed for and done really has no eternal value for anybody at all. It's all about pushing the limits of education because I've been wanting to free myself from having to be a teacher. So it's a scam for me and it's a scam for anybody that's been involved. So I'm a liar. I didn't realize it, but it just is the truth and I don't know what to do about it. Other than praise Jesus, try to do things to change the way in which I have been doing things, and to embrace the fact that I'm still young enough and healthy enough and strong enough to lead a Christian life and to be a missionary and to do things to help people to recognize that we're not earthly, we are eternal. And that's what I want to be doing. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore with the information that I have, other than wonder what I'm doing. I can't talk about God. I can't talk about Jesus. It doesn't matter if the kids do good in school or not. What matters is that they treat one another like they would want to be treated, that they love the Lord their God with all their heart, mind, body, and soul. And that's it. So that's the truth. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm being observed about, how well I speak, how well I share pointless information with people, and it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm not built for this, I'm built for that. And so that's just the truth. So I'm sorry that I sinned so much, I am. I ask for forgiveness. I'm sorry that I was such a sinner and so blind to all the different things. Every time in my life that I've ran away from things and knowing the truth and actually walked towards a new thing, it's been awesome and amazing. But for some reason, this one just seems wrong, but I know it's right. Just walk away. I walked away from the church when I was being treated poorly. I walked away from my school when I was being treated poorly. And now I want to walk away from a job that makes no sense to me at all. It's just pointless. That's all I have to say. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say about it. I don't know what I want. My mind still wants money. So I just think like, oh, how can I get more money? Oh, if I do this, then maybe someone will recognize me and then I'll be on the news. Like Bonnie and Dad said tonight. Maybe I'll be on Channel 4. Is that what I'm supposed to be doing? No. I'm not supposed to be trying to get anything. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not interesting to me. And that's just the truth. So, I don't know where I'm supposed to go with it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. And that's just it. It's annoying, and it's boring, and I feel like my time on earth is precious, and I should be using it for better things. So that's just the truth. In Jesus' name I pray all this, amen.
Mr. O'Connor always does drop off, and he's a